It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. The Des Moines Metro Opera is set to begin its 45th anniversary season, and they're opening the season in an unusual way by performing at Camp Dodge. The opera is Soldier Songs, a rock opera created by David T. Little. It features and was based on interviews with veterans of five American wars. And let's listen to just a little sample of the prelude of Soldier Songs.
I never talk about this with anybody. And most veterans won't talk about it unless it's with another veteran. Because people really don't know how they're feeling unless it's somebody that's been there.
War is killing. And that's a scary proposition. The grunt was basically the guy who did all the dirty work.
Second Army Headquarters, keeping a record of all the casualties. And that's about the first time that it hit me, when you see all the casualties coming through, the dead, the wounded, and all that. You had to keep a record of it.
24 hours ago, you were in New Jersey, and now here you are in a place you've never been before. But
you're soldiers first, and that sort of is supposed to wipe out being a human.
You want to know the real story? You want to know what you read about, what was on TV? Or
because you have to be willing to go and die just at somebody's orders. I can't believe I put myself in that situation where it was possible that I would get the order to go and die somewhere.
You see all the casualties coming through, the dead, the wounded.
I just assumed there wouldn't be a war. I went in thinking, yeah, I'll get the job here. I'll get to college. It'll, I can make some money. I can get out of the house.
That's the nature of the beast. That's the nature of the beast.
All
right, that's a little of the prelude of Soldier Songs, an opera being performed at Camp Dodge this weekend. Performances on January 27th, 28th, and the 29th, the season opener for the Des Moines Metro Opera this season. And joining me now, the director of the opera, Christine McIntyre, is here. Hello, Christine.
Hello. How are you?
Very good. Thank you so much for being here.
Very pleased to be here.
And we also have Michael Mays with us, operatic baritone, who'll be performing Soldier Songs. Hello, Michael.
How's it going?
Good. Thank you for being here. And Christine, we heard a little bit. That doesn't sound like your traditional opera. So describe Soldier Songs for us.
Soldier Songs is actually a series of 11 songs that are kind of strung together with a loose narrative, and it follows the experience of being an American soldier from childhood. The first section is actually called Child, to being a warrior, and then to being an elder, to coming home again and trying to reintegrate into society. And so there's a storyline that hooks all these things together, and those interviews that we just heard are woven throughout the piece. It's a one-man show starring Michael. And it's an amazing thing. It's got a lot of truth in it, since it's based on these real life stories, and it deals with a lot of different aspects of what it means to be a soldier in American society.
And the piece has never been performed before on an active military base. How did you decide that Camp Dodge would be where you performed?
Well, Michael Eagle, who is the general and artistic director of Des Moines Metro Opera, wanted to take the piece someplace where it made the most sense. It's actually part of a second stages series that DMMO has, where we take a piece and try to pair it with a location that will somehow inform the piece or give the audience a really different experience than being in an opera house. We're really firm believers that especially new American opera doesn't always have to happen in a fancy opera house. And it seems like too good an opportunity to pass up. And the camp has been incredibly helpful, and they're all really willing to help us out. So we're actually doing it in the deployment hall at Camp Dodge, which is a really interesting environment. You walk in, it's a huge room, and it's got these murals on the walls featuring aspects of different wars that the Iowa National Guard has participated in, and we've got active duty military personnel constantly coming into the room and kind of looking at what we're doing and helping out.
And not necessarily a hall designed for acoustics, or what are
no,
the challenges
so,
there?
Well, it is challenging. One of the interesting and different things about this piece to begin with is that it's designed to be amplified, both the singer and the orchestra. And it's got a lot of, it's not fancy operatic singing. It's a very modern piece. It's kind of a rock opera. It's got a lot of different sounds in it. So if any piece was going to be able to be adapted, I think this one is, you know, perfect for that. But we've had to bring an entire sort of theater structure in with us. And actually, the guys at the camp are really amazed by how much stuff we've done. I don't think they've ever imagined or maybe knew what they were getting into when they agreed to let us do an opera in this space.
Somewhat like a military deployment, perhaps.
It has been, yes. And I mean, theater is often a little bit like going to war. So we've been, you know, we brought in a lot of scaffolding and we have a set and really transformed the space, but it's very immersive. And they're actually letting us use some Humvees and other stuff. So it has a really different feeling than any other kind of opera we've done.
Now, Michael, as a performer, what is it like to be in this space?
Incredibly intimidating. Because, you know, I'm not a vet, and I'm not I do have a lot of experience with this with the artistic treatment of this subject, and as much as I've done three different operas on this subject, one actually with Christine. But, you know, when you're on somebody else's turf and trying to tell their own story, it's you know, knowing that this was coming, you know, knowing that we're going to do this there, you sort of prepare yourself. But in the first day we were in, first day we had our first rehearsal, that morning we actually met with a few vets from the Guard and listened to their stories about their experiences in war. And then that afternoon walked into the deployment hall and did a rehearsal. And it was it was incredibly humbling, and it really drove home the responsibility that we have as an artist to get this right and to make sure that we're doing exactly what we're supposed to be doing there.
Now, we heard the prelude to Soldier Songs, which featured the voices of many veterans. So, and I know that all of these interviews were done throughout the opera. How does your voice interact with those interviews?
Well, I think that for me as a character, my voice is one aspect, but, you know, one major component of acting is reacting, and what these voices do to me as a character on stage is they actually land on me in a way that really inform, you know, what he's feeling and what he's doing. And hearing these voices, these actual real people telling their stories, it brings a sense of reality to sort of a surreal subject that can be overstated.
Now, you have three performances coming up. I mentioned the 27th, 28th, and 29th. And performing at Camp Dodge, I would guess that the hope is that many of the people who are associated with Camp Dodge are going to come to these performances. Is that the idea?
Absolutely. And actually, we have a free preview performances for active military personnel, vets, and their guests tomorrow night, Thursday night. At 7 o'clock. So if anyone is interested in coming to that preview performance, they just need to get in touch with Des Moines Metro Opera and just make a reservation so we know, because there's limited seating. But there will be, there will be soldiers at each performance, and we're actually doing a series of talkbacks afterwards, which are an opportunity for people in the audience to hear more about the piece, both from our perspective as artists, from the vets who've witnessed it, and then ask questions.
So, all right, back to this being kind of an intimidating experience. Michael, are you nervous about performing for people who've had these experiences?
Yes. I mean, some of that nervousness is mitigated by the fact that, we were able to actually speak to some of the people that are connected directly with Camp Dodge. And through Christine and my relationship with a friend of ours, Sean Davis, who's a Purple Heart recipient, who wrote a book called The Wax Bullet War. And our experience with Sean, who's now a real good friend of ours, has really helped sort of bridge the gap between our reality and their reality, which is very different. And that is it's an incredible resource to be able to make us feel comfortable and make sure that we're actually being true to their experience and showing the proper dignity and respect that they deserve.
I want to play another just moment of music from the opera. This is from Soldier Songs, and this is Soldier Songs Part 2, Warrior, Still Life with Tank and iPod.
When I enter combat in my Abrams tank, I like to bring my iPod to keep me entertained. When I enter combat in my Abrams tank, I listen to Metallica to keep me in a
Just another little sample of music from Soldier Songs. With me right now, I'm talking with Christine McIntyre. She's director of this opera. Michael Mays is here, operatic baritone, who's performing Soldier Songs. It is a one-man show. And this is the beginning of the 45th season of the Des Moines Metro Opera. They'll be performing at Camp Dodge. And, Michael, listening to that music, I mean, this is a really intense and emotional show. What do you go through as you're performing and expressing these feelings?
Yeah, it is intense. And for me, you really have to allow yourself to let these feelings pass through you and let them, you know, there's a lot of thoughts about acting and whether you should actually feel it or not. And for me, it's always been important, especially when dealing with a subject like this, that you do feel, because, you know, we as human beings are empathetic. We're naturally empathetic. So we see another human being in pain. We actually can feel their pain. Like when you see somebody that's upset or crying, when you watch a movie and someone's upset or crying, you feel a resonance with that emotion. And with a subject like this, that is so emotional and that is so personal. I think the whole idea, you know, for me is so important. It's not that I'm out there telling this story for the benefit of the soldiers, though that is an important aspect of what we do. What I'm trying to do is to communicate what it's like to feel these things to an audience that may not be familiar with those feelings. And so for me, it's a huge, there's a cost, there's a price to pay emotionally every time you do it, and especially when you do it, you know, straight through back-to-back-to-back performances. However, anything that I feel is only a fraction, it's a percentage of what these people actually go through every single day. And the difference is, when I'm done, I get to go home. I get a break from it. And for them, this is an everyday reality, and they face this pain and this anxiety and this depression, the things that they have to face every single day without a break.
You mentioned earlier that you've done three different operas. Mm-hmm. On the subject of military experience, and you've done a lot of different performances. Are you particularly drawn to this subject matter, or is this a coincidence that you've done so much of it?
I would say it was a coincidence. I mean, I'm drawn to opera projects that I like to call opera with a conscience. And, you know, the first one I did like this was Glory Denied by Tom Chiapullo, which is the true story of the longest-held POW in American history that most people don't know because of the circumstances of his return. And that, for me, is my gateway into this subject. And learning about his life, reading Tom Philpott's book by the same name, and getting to know Colonel Thompson's actual family, and then subsequently doing the Count of the Black Madonna with Christine in Portland, and meeting Sean, it just sort of activated this thing in me, and it showed me a world that I thought I knew, a world that I thought I'd, you know, just through seeing documentaries or reading books that you kind of think you understand. And then you actually talk to the people that these issues affect directly, and it gives it a depth that is impossible to understand and to really communicate. It's there's so much of a difference between, you know, passively seeing something and then actually digging in and actually having to interpret what these people are feeling every day and translate their emotion into some sort of musical expression. You get to know it in a way that's very personal. And if you're telling an effective story, it can't help but affect you. And now, like, my experience with this subject has become so, such a part of my art and such a part of who I am. It's, you know, like when I have a chance to give charitably, you know, I do so to organizations and foundations and individuals that, for me, are dealing with this subject directly.
Listening to the music, when, you know, I said this will be a Des Moines Metro Opera performance, I'm sure a lot of people had a very different idea of what they were going to hear. Christine, when you're presenting a very modern opera, a rock opera, as an opera company, does that bring with it some interesting challenges?
Yeah, I mean, certainly there's different instrumentation, but it has a different feel to it, and it's one of the few places where we basically get to do lights and media and stuff that feel more like a rock show than perhaps most people's impression of what an opera looks like. It's a lot of fun. It's great to sort of get out of our opera box. But it's also a wonderful opportunity to just show people what the depth and breadth of this art form. I think there's nothing particularly old-fashioned about telling stories through music. So it's great to be able to turn all of our skills loose on modern topics, on American stories, on things that matter. And it's funny because, you know, this idea of doing opera based on the hero journey or the journey of a warrior is a very old idea. One of the first things I ever directed was a Monteverdi opera, The Return of Ulysses, that is actually weirdly similar to this. It's about exactly the same stuff. I mean, this is such a human story, and we've been telling this same story for thousands of years. It's just, this one's fun because it's got Humvees and rock music in it.
Well, and, you know, we talk about it's a one-man show, but what do you bring, I mean, as far as musicians, et cetera, how many people are involved in this production?
So we have, I think it's six musicians plus a pianist and a conductor, they play a variety of instruments, actually. Our percussionist especially plays a variety of stuff. There's a bunch of recorded sound effects in it, because you can't do an opera about war without
right.
the sounds of war. And actually, that was one of the things that was really important to composer David T. Little, was to try to replicate how loud an experience war is and kind of the cacophony of sounds. So that's why it has different instruments than you might usually find in an opera.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be quite an experience. Christine McIntyre, thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you.
And Michael Mays, thank you.
My pleasure.
Michael Mays is an operatic baritone. He'll be performing Soldier Songs. Christine McIntyre is the director of the opera. Soldier Songs will be performed at Camp Dodge. Performances on January 27th, 28th, and 29th. This is the 45th anniversary season opener for the Des Moines Metro Opera. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio.